from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is urging the state's Board of Public Utilities to reverse rate increases.
Congressman Gottheimer sent a letter to the agency raising concerns about the higher electric bills New Jersey residents will start seeing by June. Atlantic City Electric customers could expect to see the highest increase at $28 a month, while JCP&L customers will have to pay $22 more a month. Gottheimer called the hikes outrageous, especially for families who are already struggling with high food and housing costs. Instead of approving the increasing prices, the congressman urged the board to take meaningful steps to keep costs down for hardworking New Jersey residents. Natalie Migliori, New Jersey 101.5 News.
For at least 16 years, New Jersey has not seen any reported high school sports controversies regarding transgender athletes. The organization that oversees athletics at that level has opted to stay the course and keep its transgender policy unchanged for this year. Participation at the college level, though, has changed in Jersey and nationwide. On February 5th, President Trump signed an executive order called, quote, keeping men out of women's sports. Shortly after, NCAA announced it had updated its policy limiting competition in women's college sports to student athletes assigned female at birth. And Governor Murphy continues his push to get cell phones out of New Jersey's classrooms during a visit to Woodbury Junior Senior High School in South Jersey on Wednesday. Murphy says he plans to keep supporting schools looking to do this by providing funding in the way of grants.
So we're going to put money on the line to make this happen faster in other districts.
According to the governor's office, $3 million will be earmarked in the fiscal year 2026 budget proposal, which Murphy is set to announce next Tuesday. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And are we in for more snow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have clouds and a little bit of light snow or some flurries early. There could be a few slick spots around. Then the sky will clear late tonight with a gusty wind. Low temperatures will be near 20. Wind chills closer to 10. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow with a gusty, chilly wind. High temperatures up into the mid-30s. Wind chills, though, in the 20s most of the time. Clear and still cold tomorrow night. Low 20 and the milder for Saturday. Sunshine will mix with some clouds and a high close to 40 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
23 in Newark, 23 in Edison, 23 Mount Holly. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.